The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talked to nursing student and aspiring disaster preparedness nurse, Chelsea Monteverde. Chelsea is a sophomore nursing student at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Chelsea took part in a Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future sponsored student exchange project for disaster nursing and preparedness. The Tamodachi J&J Disaster Nursing Training Program is a program where nursing students from Japan travel to the U.S. and join U.S. nursing students to learn about disaster preparedness nursing. Check out the interview with Chelsea about her experiences. Hi, Chelsea. I want to welcome you to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show. And I always ask our guests on the show to share with us a little bit about why they chose the career of nursing. So I know you're in nursing school right now, but what led you in that direction?
Well, to be honest, I didn't always want to be a nurse. I actually wanted to be a pilot back in high school. But my senior year of high school, I ended up getting really sick. And I just sort of fell in love with nursing, spending time in the hospital.
That's something it's a lot of people have in common, is we all have been touched by nurses in some way in our lives. And I know that you, you experienced a lot of good nursing care, that helped see you through this challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The nurses at the hospital I went to really made a huge difference in my life. Before that, I'd never really thought about healthcare as a career. But spending time in the hospital with the nurses, they were pretty much my only friends since I was under quarantine for a while. So they were my only friends, and I really valued them. So just decided to become a nurse myself.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in school. Are you focusing in any particular area? Have you thought about what you might specialize in when you get out of school?
Yeah, actually, though my parents want me to do pediatric oncology, I have a passion for disaster care, personally. I seem to be going more in that direction, which is why I participated in the Tomodachi Disaster Nurse Training Program. I'm really interested in disaster care and global health as well, so I've been trying to get involved in my school with global health and learning more about emergency preparedness.
No, it's really an important topic and actually something I'm very passionate about as well. Before I became a nurse, I was a paramedic for many years, and that preparedness and first response to emergencies, especially in the face of natural disasters and man-made disasters, is an important topic. And you're right that nurses have to be prepared to manage those things too, whether it's from a public health perspective or from a perspective of being a nurse in a facility. Those facilities will see patients after these disasters occur. So what did you learn when you went through this Tomodachi disaster training program that Johnson & Johnson has put together? Because it's pretty fascinating to see how you work with students from other parts of the world. Is that correct?
Yes. We were with a couple of Japanese nursing students, me and one other American student, that is. And we basically went from New York to New Brunswick to Washington, D.C., and talked about 9/11, 3/11, which was the earthquake in Japan and the tsunami, and Hurricane Sandy here in Jersey.
So what did you learn, from talking to nursing students from another culture and another part of the world? Did you learn anything about what nursing is like where they come from?
Yeah, actually, I learned a couple surprising things. For one, the biggest thing that surprised me was that over in Japan, they don't actually have nurse practitioners, They just have nurses, which really surprised me. And according to the students, the nursing curriculum is very, very difficult. They have to learn everything in English and in Japanese. And they basically do everything, but they're still not nurse practitioners, which I thought was just mind-boggling personally. They're very well prepared, but they still don't have that the authority, I guess, to make certain decisions in certain situations. And that really surprised me, being as Japan is known for having lots of disasters, and I feel like nurse practitioners especially would be very useful in those situations.
So when they talked about the 3/11 disaster, the earthquake and the aftermath of that, what kind of things did they bring here that were lessons that you learned?
Well, they all came back with their own personal stories because they all lived in the area, all those nurses. That to me was a big eye opener, actually hearing firsthand stories. It really made everything that much more real to me, but I also learned how important collaboration and communication was in the disaster. 'Cause really, it's not just one person that goes out to help people. It's a bunch of groups of teams. There's nurses, there's doctors, there's paramedics, firefighters, police, and everyone has to work together in an organized manner to save people.
And because they lived through that, do you think they bring a different perspective to, since they're all from that region, do you think they have a different perspective towards living through disaster? I know, you know, there's things like survivor's guilt and things like that people deal with.
Actually, I did notice a lot of survivor's guilt with the students. I remember one girl in particular. She was mentioning how she lost her home and her car, but her best friend had lost both of her parents. So she had a lot of difficulty speaking about the disaster. And because of that, I personally think that there's a lot of mental health issues that need to be addressed when dealing with the disaster. And I think that those students, because they've dealt with this guilt and depression, they're more aware of this mental health issue that can occur after a disaster and during a disaster. And they're more well informed and prepared to deal with those situations.
So how did this training help you figure out that there were things that needed to be done here in the United States? Are there things you learned that you would bring forward if you move forward in a career as a nurse in the disaster setting?
Definitely. Well, disaster care, I think the most important part of it is being prepared. And I feel like the Japanese have that down packed. Since they go with they go through tsunamis and earthquakes quite regularly, but I feel like in America we often have this misconception that nothing can happen to us. We live in a pretty safe country, and we have that luxury to not fear for our lives. And because of that, we get kind of lazy in preparing and being ready for disasters. And I think the biggest thing I got from that program was educating everyone on being prepared for disaster, families to have a plan, to have an emergency bag, and for professionals to have a plan and know who's in charge when a disaster does happen and who to listen to and who to contact.
And there are, you know, there are disasters that happen here. I mean, we've had, you know, Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy, 9/11. You know, there's every year there's a string of tornadoes that strike the Midwest and the southern states, and we see those tragedies unfold. And often, you know, nurses are right on the front lines of that type of care. So I think you're right on the target there with that. It's important to have that preparedness mode and teach people that wherever you are, whatever your nursing specialty might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at the end of the day, not every patient is going to be the exact same. You're going to have elderly patients. You're going to have patients with compromised immune systems. You're going to have a variety of patients. So we're going to need all types of professionals to be able to deal with that in case of an emergency, and especially those who are specialized in those particular fields to be ready for an emergency.
So what are some of the lessons you'd like to teach other nursing students that listen to the show or people that you know? When you think about disaster preparedness, I know from my perspective, it's often something that people overlook, like you said, and don't have that preparedness and ready bag and disaster kit to take with them as a family and prepare themselves appropriately. What, are there any things that you'd like to teach other nursing students about being prepared, about disaster preparedness?
Teaching other nursing students, well, I think the most basic thing is to get educated on what could happen in your area, where emergency shelters are, and know if you're working in a hospital setting or anything, what you're supposed to be doing, what your hospital says you should be doing during an emergency, even if you are a student. You should be ready for anything because anything can happen. And you should always have that in the back of your mind. If I always like to think about the worst possible situation, and if I'm prepared for that, I'm prepared for anything.
And as nurses, I think we're uniquely challenged to be prepared in that way because we look at things a little bit differently than other healthcare professionals do in our approach to patient care and our approach to understanding how patients are healthy from a multifaceted approach. And I think that we can probably bring some of that nursing experience to the table as well. Do you ever think about that from that angle?
I do. I do think... nurses do have a lot to offer, I think, especially in planning for a disaster. I feel as though they should be more involved on the county, state level in preparing their towns and states for disaster because we are the people that deal with the patients on a firsthand basis. And we know the most. We deal with emergencies every day in hospitals, so we should be going to nurses first when thinking about preparing for disasters.
So as you continue on in your career and you're focusing on a disaster setting, is there any place that you look for resources or you look for information and news about the topic you're interested in disaster planning?
Well, for one, I always check the news every morning. I especially like to check international news sources. Sometimes in America, we with everything that's going on, we only hear about what's happening in America when there's disasters happening all over the world. So I like to check BBC in the morning or things like that. And I do think being prepared is looking at the past and past mistakes and learning from those. So I like to look at disasters that have occurred and see what professionals did and what they did wrong and what they did well, and how we can improve and what we can take from that. I remember before I went on the trip, I was researching 9/11, and I watched some clips of the police heading to the scene of the incident, and I saw people crowding the streets, which is a pretty normal response, in my opinion. Everyone wants to know what's happening in that kind of situation, but it was a major inconvenience trying to get first responders to the scene. So when you look at these previous disasters, we can pinpoint things that were handled less than perfect, and we can try to think of new innovative ways to improve it for next time. So I think for disaster preparedness, it's all about knowing your history and looking at what people have done before you and trying to improve upon that, learning from others' mistakes.
Definitely. Definitely. Is there anything that you'd like to share as a final thought, maybe a piece of advice or something you learned in the midst of this project that you'd like to share with other nurses or nursing students? I think there's a lot of nurses listening to this. They're learning a lot from hearing your story. So what would be that piece of advice maybe you've received from one of your colleagues from Japan or perhaps from a nursing instructor that you've started to carry with you in your nursing journey?
Well, one of my professors especially has always told me that nursing is an extremely flexible career and you can really do whatever you want in it. I've always been interested in disaster care. I actually lived in New York when 9/11 happened. But I wasn't really sure that was a field a nurse could go into and specialize in. But I've really learned through all of this that nursing especially, well, health is multidisciplinary and health is involved in every aspect of life. So being a nurse whose job is to deal with health, you can deal with any part of health. All you have to do is go out there and pursue it. Myself, I've been trying to pursue disaster care the most I can and global health as well. Though sometimes I feel like it might be more than I can chew when I go off to start a project. For example, I tried to start an international nursing association so I could keep up with the Japanese nursing students at my own school. So it seemed like a lot of work. I ended up doing it, and it's been extremely rewarding. And I'm learning new things every day by contacting nursing students from all over the world. So I'd say always remember that whatever your passion is, it can fit in nursing. And don't be afraid to pursue that passion, because there's probably many other people who feel the same way as you do.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon. And check out our other episode this month where I talk to nurse practitioner Samantha R. Dill. Samantha is a pediatric nurse practitioner in the Rheumatology Translational Autoinflammatory Disease section of the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Diseases, part of the National Institutes of Health. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.